Tom Karkle in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. Our AccuWeather forecast today going to be cloudy with a continued chance for showers, high around 43 degrees. Around the area, Kenosha's 42 at this hour, also 42 in Burlington, Milwaukee 42, and guess what it is in Racine? 42 degrees. The Racine Plan Commission's focus was not specifically on a proposed CVS pharmacy at the southeast corner of Washington Avenue and Ohio Street on the west side of the city, but separating it out from the sole issue of rezoning seven parcels that could allow the project proved to be an obstacle for everybody, including several public hearing speakers. CVS attorney Richard Donner said nothing has changed from the company's original proposal, including interest in the site.
TMC's application to rezone the property has not been voted on. Under due process law, TMC must have its application voted on. The application was never withdrawn. It has to be voted on. A municipality cannot just withhold consent or withhold an application indefinitely. Instead of voting on the rezoning ordinance, the council voted that the ordinance be deferred with public hearing.
One of the new affected property owners, Brad Ganame, said that he'd be looking at junk if CVS came in.
I see CVS built on Lathrop and 11. I don't know how they're going to make it there. Obviously, they're in competition with Walgreens, which I don't blame them, fine. But it's just going to be an eyesore for everybody that lives in that area. It's just ridiculous. I mean, would you want to look at a brick wall for your front yard, like your front window? I just firmly against it. You'd have the water runoff for the sewers, the traffic coming down Virginia Street. It's a nice neighborhood now. Why screw it up?
Alderman Henry Perez said the city's business plan needs a little flexibility. Commissioner Molly Hall said, I find it very difficult to make a recommendation in the abstract on this.
I think it would be more productive to see how flexible, see how willing an applicant might be in reducing lights or adding a larger buffer area or addressing traffic concerns and noise concerns.
Alderman Dennis Weiser's motion to deny rezoning rejected 3-1 by the Plan Commission, which also failed to send any recommendation back to the Common Council, the public hearing now having been held. A small but angry crowd of Caledonia residents attended a public hearing last night on the combined $1.3 million worth of assessments that will be levied on property owners on Highway K for the water sewer project to benefit a new business park in the village. It's the continuation of the utilities that are being installed along Highway V in both Caledonia and Mount Pleasant. Asked why the utilities couldn't be installed along the I-94 frontage road, Tom Ludwig, the project engineer, said the route was determined by the Department of Natural Resources.
As part of that facility planning process that occurred about 5 years ago, it was determined that the more cost-effective route, the least cost alternative, was down Highway V into Mount Pleasant versus along the frontage road. So because of that, the DNR requires that cost-effective analysis, and that's what it dictated. It was the least lesser cost alternative to go that route.
Todd Dombrowski questioned the benefit of the project to him, said he had just got his house appraised and was told having sewer and water would not increase the value on the home. Municipal attorney John Belogic said that's something addressed by state law.
He told me that it didn't matter whether I was on my well and my mound versus city water and city sewer. It does nothing to the value of my home. Are you guys aware of that?
I don't know that. John?
What I can indicate to this gentleman of the board is that under the Wisconsin statutes, notwithstanding any appraisal information you're getting, you're a benefited property owner.
One man stormed out of the Eastside Community Center even before the hearing began, 20 minutes late due to a lack of a quorum. Following the public hearing, the board, without discussion, unanimously approved the assessments for both the sewer and water projects. A trio of state programs is going to provide the funding for four local road projects, part of more than $38 million in project work statewide, announced by Governor Walker. Under the County Highway Improvement Discretionary Program, more than $252,000 is earmarked for reconstructing the intersection of Racine County Highways K and V. In Kenosha County, $293,000 to rebuild part of Highway H. The town of Norway awarded $187,000 to help fund the reconstruction of Britton Road under the Town Roads Discretionary Program. And the Municipal Street Program will provide nearly $275,000 for rebuilding 2nd and Division Streets in the village of Waterford. All three men accused in the death earlier this month of Racine's Thomas Borglin at his West Side home waived their preliminary hearings and are pleading not guilty. 28-year-old Bobby Mitten and 33-year-old Mequan Jones are charged as parties to first-degree intentional homicide and theft. 27-year-old Daryl Allen facing aiding a felon and theft allegations. Borglin found beaten to death. Jones and Mitten accused of hitting and kicking the victim following a verbal argument. Allen allegedly helping the other two take a pair of TVs out of the home. All three remain in the Racine County Jail with pretrial conferences set for May. The list of candidates for Racine County District Attorney this fall is starting to grow already. Assistant Kenosha County DA Thomas Binger, the latest to announce he'll seek the job that Rich Schepetti has decided to give up at the end of the year. Binger's Facebook page says he's now circulating nominating papers and getting his campaign rolling, but is not yet officially registered as a candidate with the state. Binger and his wife moving to Racine County 10 years ago to raise their family, and they've been active within the community. Schepetti's announcement that he would not seek re-election included throwing his support to his deputy, Tricia Hansen. Previous to that, Racine attorney Eugene Lofton had announced he would be seeking the DA's job this fall. A new push underway in Kenosha County to resolve the need for psychiatrists and nurse practitioners in dealing with people suffering mental health and substance abuse problems, part of a study with recommendations to deal with what's also become a financial problem for the county. All Saints Hospital in Racine cut the number of inpatient psychiatric and substance abuse beds nearly in half when several psychiatrists left the area. Recommended fixes include collaborating on recruitment with All Saints, Racine County, and other community partners.
The board is ready for this discussion, and many of them have jumped in with both feet, just making sure that we're moving fast enough on it. And we need to make sure we're doing it planful.
Kenosha County Executive Jim Cruiser says staff and the county board well aware this problem is a priority, says the 2017 budget will include funding whatever realistic approaches are settled upon over the next few months. The Racine Police Department is a partnership with Racine County's Aging and Disability Resource Center and the Volunteer Center of Racine, developing the Autism Alzheimer's Dementia Elopement Alert Form. This will permit the care provider of an individual with autism, Alzheimer's, or dementia to inform the police department and other first responders about the special needs related to these individuals who may wander away or get lost. Completing and submitting the form is totally voluntary. Details provided by completing the form will speed up verification of data about the missing individual, also allowing the police department to disseminate the information to first responders and to search personnel quicker. A photo should be included, as it will help to identify, of course, the individual more efficiently. Anybody looking for more information, the police department recommends you contact the Racine County Aging and Disability Resource Center of Racine County. It's online at www.adrc.racineco.com. The phone number, 262-833-8777. Well, back on April the 5th, when attention was focused on the election, Racine County leadership had a little problem on its hands. Water at the Dennis Cornwolf Services Building on Taylor Avenue, and that led to moving certain operations elsewhere, including temporary relocation of the Crisis Services Unit Sale Program to the neighboring Kranz Company Building on DeCoven Avenue. City Plan Commission heard more about it yesterday. Interim City Development Director Matt Sadowski saying it's okay as just a general temporary use under existing ordinance. Also factoring in, he said, what's called the Zoning Administrator's Said-So Rule.
There's offices in the area, and then that's in offices in the building, but then also supportive services in the area as far as the building which this activity had to move out of. They moved out of the Workforce Development Center, Human Service Department, at 1717 Taylor Avenue on an emergency basis.
County Executive Jonathan Delagrave explaining moving the sale program, just one of the moves needed with this emergency. This is up to 12 months to move out of the second floor of the Kranz Building, supported unanimously by the commission. WRJN.com, that's our webpage. We keep our newscast in the local news section. And at WRJN News is for our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Karkle, WRJN News.